So we're ready to start Risk. Now, we will be interrupted at last. There's four or five guys upstairs in Tacoma just come in. You're not going to have to forget about the photograph. So I'll just get them in to take a quick picture and you can stand at the back or whatever. Just have a group shot, which I think is good. So that is great. So Risk is what I'm here to talk to you about today. So look, I suppose part of what I want to do with all of this is, as far as possible, demystify accounting. It's something that happens to all of us. We end up reporting to accountants, don't we? A lot of people do. And so it helps if we know their language, if we can talk and we understand the concepts that they're talking about. And to be honest with you, if accountants can do it, it must be easy. Yeah, I heard a great fact during the week that by 2022, artificial intelligence would have got to such a level that accountants would be redundant. Isn't that great? Credit people will never be redundant, because there will always be people out there who, you know, you have to set rules and all that kind of stuff. Is the group there?
Chat, I'll bring them down, so they're back in a minute.
The other one. All had it.
Super.
Else.
Okay.
I'll bring it back.
Yeah, okay. So that's that. So, as I say, part of what we want to do now is just to demystify it for you. And the course starts out, and as I said to you earlier, there's two parts of the module. Module 1 and 2 is very accounting based. And we start off with simple two-sided entries. Like, people sometimes scratch their heads and they go, you know, how can, with all the transactions that happens in a business in a year, how does it always end up that the balance sheet balances? Like, you know, isn't that just a mystery? And it's not a mystery, because in accounting, it's very simple. The money comes from somewhere and it goes somewhere else. That's true. So if I start off a business and I want to throw 10 grand into it, so 10 grand comes from my pocket, so that's capital, it's money that I put into the business, capital of 10 grand, and if I put it into the bank, there's 10,000 in the bank, in the balance sheet, so now the balance sheet balances. There's 10,000 in capital, 10,000 in the bank. If I buy a car for 5 grand, now I have an asset called car for 5 grand, I have 5 grand in the bank, and a 5 grand, 10 grand capital. Do you understand? So every transaction in the business is about the movement of money, and money comes from somewhere and it goes somewhere. And either we invest it in assets, we invest in the business, we invest in stock and in debtors, where most of the money of the business is invested, whether they know it or not. So everything, and then when a payment comes in, and I think this is one of my arguments about the value of credit, because what most people look at in a business, they look at the profit and they look at the net worth, which is the total of the balance sheet, to see what is the business worth and how much money are they making. So the thing is, if you sell 100 quid's worth of stuff that costs you 50 from your suppliers, so you have increased your sales by 100, because you have 50 costs, you've increased your profit by 50. And because the salespeople are selling, they're increasing the turnover, increasing the profits, and what they do is valued. You guys, on the other hand, we move over to the balance sheet, and in the balance sheet, there's two current assets. There is debtors and there's bank. And the accountancy, your job is moving the money from this bucket called debtors into this bucket called bank. And they don't see the value that's added by credit controllers. And it's because, to me, the accounting model is flawed. They count a profit when the sale is made. But you and I all know the profit is realized when the money is collected. Like, we can sell, we can show profit on the P&L account. If there's no money coming in, the business is going to die. And every business fails because of lack of money. And that's your job. So the job of credit is vital. And we have an uphill battle to prove to people that it's all about credit. It's the profit is realized when the cash is collected. having a huge sales book, a huge debtors book, is no good to anybody. Nobody's set up in business to grow a big debtors book. So that's down to the value. So in terms of, if you think of accounting in simple terms, and that's what I want to do, so your two-sided entries, and we go through all that with you, is in relation to where the money comes from and where it goes to. And all accounting does is record those transactions. That is all it does. And I suppose at the end of the day, the two questions that need to be answered when it comes to a set of accounts. Number one is, are we making or losing money? Yeah? And that is recorded in the profit and loss account. And it's sometimes called a trading profit and loss account. And trading is buying and selling. Yeah? So anything to do with buying or selling is in your trading profit and loss account. And that tells you whether you made a profit or a loss. And then the balance sheet is a list of everything you own and everything you owe. It's very simple. Yeah? So even though we see mad figures always, and if you can just get the basics, and that's what I want to do today, is just to understand the basics of it. And so your P&L account tells you whether you made a profit or a loss in the period, what you sold, what it cost you, what your expenses are, did I make money? The balance sheet then is a list of your assets, and in business, asset is something that you own, and a liability is something that you owe. And in this course, so if you've done accounting even for school or whatever in the past, you know, at the start off, you might think, ah, come on, this is basic. You know, if you've never done it before, it's all used to you. We're working on the basis you have never seen a set of accounts. You don't know anything about accounting. So you might, the first few chapters, you might think, ah, this is a bit basic. Trust me, it builds. Is that all right? So, and stick with it until you know. So in terms of the first module, we just give you a bit of background to accounting, why we keep records, just the rules and regulations, and some of the accounting terms. So that we, you know, because accountants talk about accruals and prepayments and provisions and all these good stuff, and they're all accounting terms, and we might sort of vaguely know what they mean. So we get into the definition, again, just to help you to speak the same language as them. Is that okay? And again, it's understanding the concepts. That's really what it's all about. So the first module is like that. And what we also do then is we introduce you to the first stage of accounting. It's called the trial balance. Or in some businesses, they might call it the nominal ledger or whatever. So the trial balance is where they pull all the information from all the different departments, everything else, pop it into a trial balance just to record all their income and expenditure in categories. Yeah, that's trial balance. And then from the trial balance, which is a list of all your transactions, then you turn that into a profit and loss account and the balance sheet. So each step, you're getting that little bit more information about the business. And what the first two modules is about is the trading profit and loss and the balance sheet. Because they're the two main documents that you're going to work on. And if you think about it this way, I find this helpful. If you think about it this way, you know the way there are three time frames. There's the past, there's the present, and there's the future. Yeah? The past is recorded in the trading profit and loss account. So the trading profit and loss account is a period of time. So say it's from the 1st of January to the 31st of December. Okay? It is a fixed bundle of time. So the sales that you made are the sales that you made between the 1st of January and 31st of December. The purchases is what you bought between the 1st of January and the... You see, it has to be a definite period of time. Yeah? So when you're looking at a P&L account, you're looking at everything that happened during the year. So all your sales, all your purchases, all your expenses that relate to the year is in your P&L account. So that's a box that's already come and gone. Okay? So that's that. And then we see what we bought, we see what we sold, we see how much it cost, and then we can tell whether we made money or not. That's in the past. The balance sheet is the present. And what the balance sheet is, and again, if you... I told you earlier that the balance sheet is some show, it lists everything that you own and everything that you owe. And if you can imagine a sad accountant coming in on New Year's Eve, because they have no friends. So the accountant comes in at 5 o'clock on New Year's Eve. And in terms of the business, everything they own and everything they owe. And if you just walked in with a camera and went click. So a balance sheet is just a snapshot of a moment in time, which is close of business on the last day of the financial year. Because debtors are moving, bank is moving, everything is, you know, because it's dynamic. So you just have to pick one point, and that point you pick is close of business on the last day of the financial year. And what they do is they go in and they go click. So if you can get that into your head when you're trying to establish, is this a balance sheet item or a P&L item? Is this something I own or is this something I owe? Or is it involved with buying or selling? You understand? And if you do that, then it's the process is simple. Now, anybody who finds this topic difficult, and sometimes credit controllers do, and it's this, if you find it complex or complicated, it's because you are overthinking it. It is simpler than you think. And what happens is, credit controllers jump past the next step to the, because we want the bottom line. Like, we don't want all the nonsense. We just, show me the money. It's not our in our nature. So what tends to happen is people say, oh, well, insurance now, like insurance could be a creditor if you haven't paid the insurance company. No, you're thinking two steps ahead. Are you with me? Insurance is a cost, is an expense. Whether you've paid it or not, it's something different. You understand? So never overthink things. Never. Accounting is very simple, step by step by step by step. So if you look at a figure called insurance, insurance is an expense. End of. Always take the most simple answer. And rather than saying, well, what if that? No, we'll deal with what ifs later. Right now, we just deal with the facts that are in front of us. Okay? So that's that. So your P&L account is the past. It's everything that you bought, everything that you sold, and all your expenses. And then you come up with, did we make money or not? Balance sheet. And again, you have two types of assets and two types of liabilities. You have fixed assets that are your tables and chairs and buildings and trucks and stuff that you need to do business. And then you have the current assets that move and turn around quickly. Like stock and debtors and bank and, you know, all that kind of stuff that moves through the business on a daily basis. You say, well, trucks move. Yeah, I know, but you have the same truck. Is that okay? So if we can get that. And the other thing that I want to warn you as well, by all means, talk to your accountants and talk to people to help you through it. There are times when what I will tell you is the exact opposite to what an accountant will tell you. And sometimes that confuses people. All right? So just in terms of clarifying that from the start as well, obviously I am right and the accountants are wrong. So that's a given. So you can go back and say Declan said. So why is there an anomaly? The anomaly is very simple, and it's this. An accountant is looking at the accounts with an accountant's brain. I, and hopefully you, are looking at accounts with a credit manager's brain. Give you an example. Accountants will tell you that the higher the creditor's figure is in the balance sheet, the more money they owe their suppliers, the better it is. Because if you as a business can hang on to your money forever and never pay your suppliers, that's good for the business to keep the cash in it. Yeah? So if you go to accounting school, they will tell you the higher the creditor days, the better the business is. I will tell you the exact opposite. Because we're assessing a company from a credit perspective, and we like companies who pay their bills. Isn't that true? So there are things from an accounting perspective that says one thing, from a credit perspective it says the other, and I think I need you to understand that from the outset. Okay, that how come there's an anomaly? And if you say there is an anomaly, yeah, because he's looking at it from the company's perspective. The more cash they get to hang on to, the better it is for the company. From a credit perspective, the quicker they pay their suppliers, the better it is. And there are a few other anomalies like that where I am at odds with accountants, and I don't care. You know, you do your thing, I'll do mine. All right? The other thing that accountants look at, just to forewarn you as well, the two things that accountants will look at, and this what terrifies me as well, is because DNB and Experian and all those credit agencies, the two main things that they look at is the profit of the business. Did they make a profit? And then the balance sheet. So when you add up all your assets and subtract all your liabilities, you're left with a figure that's called net worth, which is how much the business is worth. So they say, well, the business is worth this. They're making that much profit. They will make a decision based on that. And to me, I've told you already, the profit's not profit unless it's paid for. So they could be selling at a huge margin. Every invoice under query, nobody paying because they're charging everybody double. They're fooling themselves thinking they're making a huge profit when they're really not. You know, so for me, that doesn't hold water at all. So the one thing that I'm interested in as a credit guy, and hopefully you are too, what I'm most interested in when I'm doing business with a company is, can they pay me? Isn't that? So, like, accountants worry about last year and the last financial year and balance sheets and trading accounts and all that good stuff. That's in the past. There's nothing I can do about the past. I want to know, can they pay me next month? And as long as they can do that, you know, I'll supply them again this month. So our focus is different on accounts. So I need a more dynamic way of looking at it rather than just looking at historical statements. Now, having said that, if I have 3 years accounts and, you know, but the numbers themselves are not important. So you might say to me, Dec, you know, they had a working capital of 100 grand. Is that good? And I'll tell you, I don't know if that's good or not. If it was 30,000 3 years ago and 50,000 last year and 100,000 this year, then that's good. If it was 500,000 3 years ago, 200,000 last year and 100,000 this year, that's bad. So they're both 100,000. But I'm not interested in the numbers for the numbers' sake. I'm interested in where are these going? Like, is this business getting better? Is this business getting worse? Because if it's getting better, it tends to keep getting better. If it's getting worse, it tends to get worse, and then it falls over and dies. And
some businesses show a negative.
Of course they do, negative, yeah. Yeah.
I don't mean it's kind of good in one way to say. The company mightn't be used anymore to be just there.
We never know, yeah. And like the accountants will tell you, if it has a negative net worth, you don't do business with them. I think nonsense. Like,
yeah, lads,
and again, if they have a negative net worth, so what a negative net worth is telling you is that at the point when that balance sheet was created, if they sold, realized all their assets into cash, and then they went to pay everybody, there would be a shortfall. They don't have enough money to pay all their bills. Yeah. So that's what a negative net worth means. And accountants see that as a bad sign. It may or may not be in the real world. Like, if there's a negative net worth, because the balance sheet is assuming that the business will be sold for the figures in the balance sheet. But these guys are going to keep going in business. So they're going to be selling, they're going to be making profit, they're going to be turning over. So the momentum of the business can keep going. And if they had a negative net worth last year of 500,000 and a negative net worth this year of 300,000, but, you know, they survived last year,
yeah,
and they're getting better.
Mm.
And without working out any sort of sums, just watch this. So I go straight to the bottom of the balance sheet. And this is a good one if you get abridged accounts. Do you look at accounts from time to time?
Abridged.
Ever. The abridged account. So you don't have a trading profit and loss account.
Mm.
So you can't tell. But you can tell. Because if they had a negative net worth last year of 500,000, and they did a negative net worth this year of 200,000.
Sure.
They made 300 grand profit.
Yeah.
Because there's nowhere else the money can come from. So it's not, because I can see the capital, that they put more capital into the business. And if they didn't, the only place that money could have come from was profit. So even though, yes, they have a negative net worth, they have a profitable business that made 300 grand last year. If they do the same this year, they'd be in the black. Will I trade with them? Absolutely all day long. Yeah? If they had a 50,000 plus net worth last year and they're 100 grand negative this year, now we have an issue. And again, like everything else, there might be a story.
Yeah.
So, and my job as a credit guy, and your job as credit guy, so you ready for your job? Your job as a credit guy is to find a way to deliver every order. Find a way to make every sale. That's your job. May it be a credit, it may not. Here is our models coming in. Right, okay. Come on in, I will put this on stop.